and welcome back to A Plus English. I'm Erin.
And I'm Elsie.
Now, we've been talking about Converse shoes.
You had a pair that you really loved.
I did.
You had three pairs.
Those were red. Yes. Mm-hmm. They were bright red. So yesterday, we learned that the first Converse shoes were made out of rubber way back in 1908. But mine didn't look like that.
Right. So we also learned that the shoes Converse is famous for were first made for basketball players in 1917.
That's right. Now, the official or real name of these shoes is Converse All-Stars.
Mm-hmm.
But they have a few other nicknames as well.
What are they?
Well, now, Elsie, be patient.
Okay.
That's what we're going to talk about in our article today.
Well, let's get right to it.
Okay.
Okay.
The All-Star Shoe. Derek and Kate are in the Converse store. Derek takes a look at the shoes.
Why is Chuck Taylor's name on these shoes? Who is he?
He was a basketball player and a salesman for Converse. He would hold basketball clinics to teach basketball skills. He'd use these clinics to sell shoes.
That's smart.
Later, Converse changed the shoe's name to Converse Chuck Taylor All-Star. Now they're called Chucks, All-Stars, or Chuck Taylors for short.
What else do you know?
Team USA wore Chucks at the first Olympic basketball game in 1936.
Cool. I'm going to try on a pair.
They go well with jeans.
I'm not going to lie. I like them.
I told you so.
It's hard to believe these were once basketball shoes.
Word power!
Salesman. Salesman. Luke is a good salesman and makes lots of money for his company. Luke is a good salesman and makes lots of money for his company. Smart. Smart. Teresa is really smart, so we should ask her for help. Teresa is really smart, so we should ask her for help. Jeans. Jeans. I like to wear these old jeans when I'm working in my garden. I like to wear these old jeans when I'm working in my garden. Lie. Lie. Lie, lied, lied. Claire broke up with her boyfriend because he lied to her. Claire broke up with her boyfriend because he lied to her.
Now, the second day of our article begins in the Converse store with Kate and Derek. It says, Derek and Kate are in the Converse store. Derek takes a look at the shoes.
在今天的对话当中呢 ，Derek 和 Kate 在 Converse 的鞋店里面 ，Derek 在看鞋。
Now Derek begins by asking a question about the shoes he's looking at. He asks, "Why is Chuck Taylor's name on these shoes?" Who was he?
Derek 逛着逛着就问了，为什么 Chuck Taylor 的名字在这些鞋子上？他是谁？
Now that's a good question.
Who is
Chuck Taylor?
Yeah.
Okay, well, Kate answers him. She says, he was a basketball player and a salesman for Converse.
Oh, 原来他曾经是位篮球员，也是 Converse 的推销员。
Now, the noun salesman, spelled S-A-L-E-S-M-A-N, salesman, means a man whose job is to sell goods, for example, in a shop or a store. Now, we can also use the words saleswoman, or more commonly now, salesperson.
注意哦 ,salesman 是男性销售员啦。那如果是女性我们就要说 saleswoman, 那现在最常用的是 salesperson, 男女两个性别都可以使用。
Now let's use salesman in a sentence. Luke is a good salesman and makes lots of money for his company. One more time. Luke is a good salesman and makes lots of money for his company.
Luke 是一位好的男性销售员，他为公司赚了很多钱。
Now Kate continues, she says, he would hold basketball clinics to teach basketball skills. He'd use these clinics to sell shoes.
回到对话当中啦 ，Kate 接着就是说 ，Chuck Taylor 会举办篮球训练营，教授一些打篮球的技巧。他会利用这些篮球训练营呢来卖鞋。
Let's look at these two words, basketball clinics. When we put these two words together, it means a meeting, almost like a class, where basketball players can get special instructions on how to improve their playing.
Clinic 是诊所或是临床教学的意思。So basketball clinics 则是篮球训练营。If I remember it right, Jeremy Lin, 林书豪 comes back to Taiwan to hold basketball clinics once a year.
Oh, that's great. Now, the skill is a noun. It's spelled S-K-I-L-L. A skill is an ability to do something well.
Skill 就是技巧啦。So, back to the conversation,Kate told Derek about Chuck Taylor and his basketball clinics.
Derek thinks this was a great idea. He says...That's smart.
那很聪明哦。这里的 that 指的是用篮球训练营来卖鞋这件事。
Now the adjective smart, spelled S-M-A-R-T, smart, means intelligent.
Smart 也就是 intelligent 的意思啦，聪明的。
Now let's put smart into a sentence.Teresa is really smart, so we should ask her for help. One more time. Teresa is really smart, so we should ask her for help.
Teresa 真的很聪明，所以我们应该寻求她的协助。
Now Kate continues by telling Derek, later, Converse changed the shoe's name to Converse Chuck Taylor All-Star.
Wow, that is an old name, right? Kate 接着说呢，之后啊 ，Converse 就将鞋子的名称呢改变成 Converse Chuck Taylor All Stars. But that's not all. There's more, isn't there?
Yep. Kate says now they're called Chucks, All Stars, or Chuck Taylors for short.
现在呢，他们被简称为 Chucks.All Stars 或是 Chuck Taylors.
Now the phrase for short means that we're using fewer words to talk about the full meaning of something. We don't want to always say, I need to buy some new Chuck Taylors All Star shoes. There are just way too many words.
Right.
Instead, we shorten it to say Chuck Taylors, All Stars, or Chucks.
For short 是简称的意思，全名 Converse Chuck Taylor All Stars 实在太长了，所以呢就简称为 Chucks All Stars 或者是 Chuck Taylors 就可以了。
Now Derek is wondering how much more Kate knows. He asks, "What else do you know?"
Derek 接着问 Kate 啦，那你还知道些什么呢？
Luckily, Kate's full of answers today. She says, "Team USA wore Chucks at the first Olympic basketball game in 1936.
Wow, she's really good at it. Kate 回答说呢，美国的篮球队在1936年的奥运篮球赛当中就是穿 Chucks.
Now here we see the word Olympic. Olympic has a capital O because it's a name for a sports organization that holds events every 4 years called the Olympics.
为什么奥运叫 the Olympics 呢？因为主办单位的名称呢就是 Olympics.
Now, Derek really likes that fact. He says, cool, I'm going to try on a pair.
Derek 觉得很酷啊，接着他就说啊，我要来试穿一双。
Now, the phrase try on means to put on a piece of clothing to see how it looks on your body. You should never buy expensive clothes without trying them on first.
Yesterday, we learned take off, 脱掉、脱去。相反的，试穿、穿上就是 try on.
Now, Kate's got a bit of fashion advice for Derek. She says, they go well with jeans.
回到对话当中 ，Kate 就说：“哦，他们跟牛仔裤很搭哦。”
Now the noun jeans, spelled J-E-A-N-S, jeans are pants that are made of strong cotton, especially denim.
Jeans 牛仔裤像是 denim 丹宁，就是制造 jeans 的一种布料。
Now in a sentence, we could say, I like to wear these old jeans when I'm working in my garden. One more time. I like to wear these old jeans when I'm working in my garden.
当我在花园里面工作的时候，我喜欢穿这件牛仔裤。In this way, new clothes won't get dirty.
Yeah, for another example, I'm wearing jeans today.Now the phrase go well with means that these two things look good together or match with each other in style. For example, the color black goes well with every other color.
A goes well with B. A 和 B 很相称，很搭。
Well, Derek seems pretty happy with the shoes he's trying on. He says, I'm not going to lie.I like them.
穿上 Converse 的 Derek 就说了，我没骗你，我喜欢他们。He finally admitted it.
Now the verb lie, spelled L-I-E, lie, means to deliberately tell someone something that is not true. Now if we used lie in a sentence, we could say, Claire broke up with her boyfriend because he lied to her. One more time.Claire broke up with her boyfriend because he lied to her.
Lie 当动词是说谎的意思，那当名词就是谎言。例句提到呢 ，Claire 跟她男朋友分手了，因为她骗了他。Lie to somebody 对某人说谎。
Now next, Kate says, "I told you so."
这里呢 ，Kate 就很自豪的回答，我就跟你说了吧。
Now, often when we say, I told you so in English, it means that we've warned someone that something may happen in the future. Here, Kate warned Derek that he'd probably really like these shoes, even though he knew nothing about them.
当你跟别人警告或建议之后，事情真的发生了，你就可以说 I told you so, 我就跟你说过了吧。
Now we're going to close today's article with Derek saying, It's hard to believe these were once basketball shoes.
最后 Derek 还是说了，真的很难相信这些鞋子曾经是篮球鞋。
Now I think it's only hard to believe when you compare them to shoes basketball players wear now.
Yes, when it comes to basketball shoes, Nike Jordan comes to my mind first. They're very different from Chucks.
Yes.
Okay, that brought us to the end of today's lesson. Let's go to our wrap-up.
Okay.
So, Eric, we've been talking about Converse All-Stars, right? So, which nickname did you use to call your Converse shoes?
I used to call them Chucks. I chose the shortest one because I'm lazy.
So, what choices do we have? We have
All-Stars.
All-Stars, Chucks.
And Chuck Taylors.
Chuck Taylors.
Okay.Now, did you ever call them one of those names when you were in Taiwan?
Not really.
No. Yeah, maybe that's really. More of a Canadian-American thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, by the time that I wore those shoes out, I was wearing a lot of different shoes for work, and my boss didn't want me to wear Chucks to work anymore. So that was actually my only pair of Chucks ever.
So let me guess why your boss didn't want you to wear Chucks anymore. Maybe it's because they...were too casual?
Yeah, they were too casual. But
they're really comfortable.
They were really comfortable.
So but when you are working and you're wearing comfortable shoes, you feel like better.
You feel better, right? But remember, they had holes in them.
Oh.
Right?
So that was the reason why your boss didn't want you to wear them?
Yeah. I mean, they weren't very nice looking anymore. But also, by that time, I was a bit more grown up. I was wearing nice black shoes, nice work shoes like that.And I didn't really have a place for them in my life anymore. So maybe I could go buy a pair of them now, though.
So since those red shoes are red Converse, you haven't bought any Converse since then?
No.
Okay.
No. Do you wear any other kinds of shoes now, like any other work shoes, or do you stick to your Converse?
I can't wear Converse now. I have to wear, like what you said,
work shoes.
Work shoes.
Yeah. Yes. Well, what about you guys?
I believe they all wear Converse.
I think so, too. I think they're just so popular.
Yeah.
But that's all the time we have for today. So, for A Plus English, I'm Erin.
And I'm Elsie. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
A Plus 小聚会
Sorry for all the makeup classes. I hope your next students are better.
Sorry for all the makeup classes. I hope your next students are better.
another F. This student is going to fail the class.
在台湾不及格就是 your grade is lower than 60. 不过在国外你们可能都知道是没有分数的，只有 A, B, C 和最差的 F。F 代表就是 fail。F-A-I-L 意思就是失败，也就是不及格啦。不及格的时候在高中会有 make up classes。 make up 有很多意思啦，在这里的意思是弥补的意思，所以 make up classes 意思就是重修。那我们就可以来看今天的小聚会啦。 Sorry for all the make up classes. I hope your next students are better. Sorry for all the makeup classes. I hope your next students are better.
你以为老师喜欢当你们吗？你们不及格，我们也是很难过耶。
所以啦，毕业的时候就好好安慰一下老师，说上这句 Sorry for all the makeup classes. I hope your next students are better. 意思就是说，唉，这么多年来的重修真是抱歉，希望之后你的学生表现会更好，老师应该就会破涕而笑了吧。
Sorry for all the makeup classes. I hope your next students are better.
哎，话虽然是这么说，但还是要好好念书啊。
Sorry for all the makeup classes. I hope your next students are better.
Sorry for all the makeup classes. I hope your next students are better.
咦 ，special effects or special effects，
哪个才是正确的拼法呢
？Do you know the difference between effect and effect？ If not， don't worry， even native speakers can get the words confused。其实只要记得以下重点就好喽。重点一 ，effect 比较常当作动词来用，而 effect 比较常以名词来用哦。So effect is generally used as a verb, while effect is mostly used as a noun. 重点二，其实啊，这个名词的 effect 以及动词的 effect 刚好都有影响的意思，所以其实它们意思是一样的，只是词性不同，要注意。所以如果我要说这个雨天总是会影响我的心情，我可以这么说 ：The rain affects my mood。或者你也可以说 The rain has a great effect on my mood. 所以要注意词性哦，你可以用 affect something or somebody or have an effect on something or somebody 来表示对某人或是某事有影响。另外 effect 当作名词还有效果的意思哦，像是 special effect 特效，或者是 domino effect 也就是骨牌效应，还有温室效应 greenhouse effect。再补充一个小知识，或许大家可能有听过有部电影就叫做 Butterfly Effect 蝴蝶效应，不过你知道这个片语是什么意思呢？ The term Butterfly Effect is the idea that a very small change in one part of a system can have large effects in other parts， 也就是指系统中某处的微小变化可能在其他地方会产生非常大的影响哦，是不是很有趣呢？
What did we learn from Teacher Laura?
所以特效它其实是名词的用法，所以我们要用 effect E-F-F-E-C-T， effect 则是当作动词来用。
The All-Star Shoe. Derek and Kate are in the Converse store. Derek takes a look at the shoes.
Why is Chuck Taylor's name on these shoes? Who is he?
He was a basketball player and a salesman for Converse. He would hold basketball clinics to teach basketball skills. He'd use these clinics to sell shoes.
That's smart.
Later, Converse changed the shoe's name to Converse Chuck Taylor All-Star. Now they're called Chucks, All-Stars, or Chuck Taylors for short.
What else do you know?
Team USA wore Chucks at the first Olympic basketball game in 1936.
Cool. I'm going to try on a pair.
They go well with jeans.
I'm not going to lie. I like them.
I told you so.
It's hard to believe these were once basketball shoes.
Salesman. Salesman. Luke is a good salesman and makes lots of money for his company. Luke is a good salesman and makes lots of money for his company. Smart. Smart. Teresa is really smart, so we should ask her for help. Teresa is really smart, so we should ask her for help. Jeans. Jeans. I like to wear these old jeans when I'm working in my garden. I like to wear these old jeans when I'm working in my garden. Lie. Lie. Lie, lied, lied. Claire broke up with her boyfriend because he lied to her. Claire broke up with her boyfriend because he lied to her.